I'm looking at the menu and praying too. I always have to pray before you all start questioning.
Like I said before, I'm not gonna jump to any conclusions. I guess the first part is, why are you here for this weekend? What?
Yeah, to support, mainly, firstly, to support the Muslim community of Cincinnati and the Ohio area. The leaders are meeting here. The religious leaders are also having their meeting called Shura Council, religious leadership council here. The same importance, I'm here to help them present the correct message and the correct image of our community.
What is the correct message and image of the community for those of us who are not Muslim?
Yes, that firstly, that we are believers in God. We are Muslims, believers in God, with over 1.25 billion people that believe in this religion. And our religion started about 14 centuries ago with the Prophet Muhammad, who's called the Messenger of God, the Messenger of Allah. And it began with effort to have friendly relationship with Christians and Jews. That's how it started. And we know that difficulty came for that relationship because of political and material interests. And it took the whole focus away. And today, in modern times, Muslims all over the world, not just us here, but Muslims all over the world, are searching the religion, rethinking the religion of Islam to come back to its purity. So the message is that we are very much like Christians in our articles of faith. Mm-hmm. And we are minority here and among a big minority. A big majority of Christians who are our neighbors and they are our relatives. And we want friendship and cooperation for the betterment of the neighborhoods and the country.
When you say the betterment of the neighborhood, you know, it seems the African American community is divided between the haves and the have-nots because we've come a long way in terms of achievement. Yeah. What can be done to bridge that divide?
Well, I think that responsibility is mainly on the people who say they are servants of God. Our obligation is to serve God through service to the community. And I'm very happy to say that I'm pleased with Christian church leadership today because they're getting more involved in development of the neighborhood. And we have been interested in contributing to the development of neighborhoods since the time of the Elijah Muhammad, the honorable leader who passed in 75, as you perhaps know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think we should find ways to connect up with other people, community efforts by others, other than religious people, business people, civic people, connect up with them, the political establishment. We want to have connection with all of them, the schools, also public schools, so we can benefit from what they're doing to improve conditions in our neighborhood and also lend our assistance.
What about, I know that there's a lot of division out there in terms of the crime, in terms of crack cocaine, the drug dealing. What can we do to resolve that as well?
I think the biggest help comes when we address language. If we understand the language of the people who are ignorant, I think, of many things. They're not ignorant of drugs. They know drugs. They know violence. But they don't know a better thinking, and they have to hear that from positive people who are sure of the future, who are sure of the future, that we can have a good future in this country, and we can even improve our material life with cooperation, working together. We can have a better material life. So it's not hopeless for our children who go to drugs to make money. It's not hopeless for them. We believe we can show them an attractive career that they can have as an upright, legitimate citizen of this country. If they can make the right connections with people who are looking for aggressive young men, even if they have these problems, we are looking for them to get to offer them an alternative.
Those
healthy aspirations now are not as important as the correct picture of Islam and people knowing the faith and knowing their religion so they can really have a Muslim life. For me, that's the most important, is to have a correct and a very beautiful Muslim life. For Minister Farrakhan, I think that's very important for him, but I think he's in the spirit of the old Nation of Islam in its positive sense or aspects, which is very good. We need that. We need that very much, and I'm for that too, but as I say, that's for me a secondary. First is the Islam, the religion of Islam. Malcolm, if he was here, he would be very much like Farrakhan. Malcolm also would perhaps be looking to me for the religious leadership, and Malcolm would be addressing the problems for the black people of the world, not just America, but all over the world. And I do believe Minister Farrakhan has the same aspirations. So that's a difference. And since we have that this difference, my hope is that Minister Farrakhan will get more and more into, I would say, politics and economics, promoting economics for the African American people. If he would do that, I would even be more comfortable with him than I am now, and I'm pretty comfortable with him now.
For politics, okay, the RNC. I just received an article the other day from our Black Newswire that the RNC has decided to pledge most of their money, advertising dollars, to the Latino media instead of the African American media. They've never really courted us, except in a sort of like a warm top level view of we would like for you to join us, but never really. But a more how can we say, they've never displayed, it's all talk, let's put it like this, it's always been all talk and never any action for the RNC. The Democrats have been a little more inclusive, but again, their actions have not been that inclusive. Where should the African American look to for its political future?
Well, I'm interested in politics, but I don't want to be a political leader. Very much interested in what's happening for us politically. I think our history as a people in this country and our aspirations, our role that we have had, and not only working for the betterment of our own race, but we have also, without consciously doing it maybe, and many of us have consciously done this, we have opened up the way for all minorities in this country. I was a guest of Mr. Hardings, his name is Vincent Hardings, of Denver, Colorado, who's been working with the communities and civil rights for I think for most of his active life. And he said something, and I said, you are very much correct. He said the immigrants here, he said Muslims as well, coming from Far East, from India, Pakistan, and those who are coming from the Middle East, he said they should be aware, Arabs and all, should be aware that we have opened up America to them. And that is, to me, that's correct. That's a very correct statement. So I think because of our history, our unique history, our special history, and our special spiritual makeup, I think we should always have an independent effort, though we join the bigger efforts. We should have an independent effort to analyze the situation for us politically.
Okay.
And we should be planning our future, not as people reacting to what's going on, but as people analyzing what's going on and looking at our history and where we came from and where we wanted to go and where we have to continue to go. I think we should be still like Frederick Douglass, like Dr. Martin Luther King. I think we still should be looking at this country with our own separate picture of what the future should be for us and for all Americans. Now it should be for us and for all Americans, not just for us. I think we should have independent leadership and should not just join the Republicans or join the Democrats. And I do think the Democrats have become Jesus Christ for too many African Americans.
Do you think politically, how should we vote then? Should we, well, let's put it like this. In the last presidential election, the majority of the whites voted for Dole. A few whites voted for Clinton, and most of the minorities voted for Clinton.
Yes.
Yeah, most minorities voted for Clinton. So Clinton remained, stayed in power. This time around, we have George Bush, mm-hmm. and we have Al Gore.
Yeah.
Where do you stand? I know it's far out the election, but where do you stand? Are you still assessing the situation of who's going to be the best candidate for you?
Yeah.
I believe if we had this kind of independent leadership that would meet with each other at least once a year, mm-hmm. And come up with a statement on state of affairs and what should be our agenda and who we should be supporting. We need that strong political leadership. Then that leadership would tell us what's good in Al Gore and what's good in Bush, and suggest to us by a very objective statement, suggest to us some direction. That's what I would like to see.
Do you think, excuse me, those of us that somewhat are our leaders now, like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, J.C. Watts, Alexis Herman, do you think they can give us a best example now of, or do you think they've been entrenched for so long in their respective parties that they cannot give a clear objective view?
I think they have been entrenched for too long, but I think the change to the world is causing them to also look at what they have done traditionally, and I believe that they are situated to accept that we change from being a confrontational people to an analytical people, at least in our leadership.
In terms of the national issue of police brutality that's been going on, do you think both locally and nationally our black leadership has been lacking in making a stand to enforce or force legislators to change how police officers look, profile their victims, or profile traffic stops?
Yes, yes. I think most of our leadership, African-American leadership, tend to be what Malcolm called the complacent type. Just want to keep the status quo. But you mentioned some persons that are not like that. They are very different. And Al Sharpton is one of them. Reverend Jackson is another. They are not status quo people. And I think we're going to get many more of them now. I think many of those who are complacent, they are looking at the situation and they are seeing that they have to make changes. I do believe that. We are in for big changes.
Do you think this is the beginning of the change of America where whites are forced to accept that you can't do what you've done before, you have to change and accept that a criminal does not have the color, have a different color of your skin, but it's actually you?
That's the reality.
And they can't accept the reality.
And if we go to Mars, the people there too will reject them if they are not universal and inclusive.
Tomorrow, when you have the public forum, what will you be telling the people in the public forum tomorrow? I know you've probably heard some discussion about the Michael Carpenter shooting.
I'll be trying to address two concerns. One is, as I said, the concern for the correct picture of Muslims, to have the correct picture of Muslims for Muslims and also for non-Muslims, because many Muslims have the incorrect picture of what Muslims should be or are. And the second one is to make a statement that I hope will make more Christian black leaders, African-American Christian leaders, comfortable with us and what we want to do in the neighborhoods. And our religion is a private and personal religion. That is, we go directly to God just like Christians do. But our religion also insists that every individual be conscious of his responsibility to his own environment, neighborhood, the community. So we have a community plan. We have a plan to bring more business sense into our community and with hopefully after there is more business sense in our community, we'll have more support for minority business in our community and African-American businesses first.
Let me ask you this. In terms of, there's a lot of changes going on where a lot more blacks have a lot more money, a lot more achievement.
Yes.
And a lot of, like in Cincinnati, a lot of blacks are now starting to come into political power. Yeah. So the power at B's are trying to change the rules of the game because mm-hmm. they see this happening. Mm-hmm. What can we do to stop that from happening? Because we don't have the money yet, the big guns of money and the power to say, no, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
We're just still like, there's a tall ladder. We're still maybe on the third or fourth rung, but we're not at the top yet.
Yeah.
What can we do to sort of say no or stop it?
Yes. God, in the early history of Islam, when the Prophet was struggling and was persecuted, that many people don't know that Islam really began as an effort to free religion. It was an effort to liberate religion itself, religious freedom, for religious freedom. The Prophet was told by God, after he had been in several wars trying to protect Islam, protect the religion, he was told to struggle, that is, keep up the struggle, don't put down the struggle, but also form alliances. And that's what we need to do now. Every opportunity is to form alliances with people of like minds, whether they believe in our religion or not, whether they have our political persuasion or not, if they have the same moral decency that we stand for and the same interest in being fair by all people, who appreciate humanity and is working for the betterment of humanity. If they are the persons of that mind, then we should look for an opportunity to form alliances with them. Alliances strong, alliances weak, any alliance is better than no alliance at all.
Okay. And if you had one thing, this is a final question, one thing to say to Cincinnati people, what would you say to them?
To the Cincinnati people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm very comfortable with our representatives here, Imam Ilyas, and there are several others who are working with him, and Sister Deborah, and many others working with them. We have a beautiful situation for not only advancement or progress for our Muslim community in Cincinnati, but also for this alliance, these relationships that we hope to form with others who are of like minds, who want to make contribution to the betterment of human life. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Andrea, and I will be in touch with you.